Ksubes daf Zayin Omer Aleph. Psicha Shir for Birchas Chasanim.
Call it a Shir Psicha, the real Shir Psicha. The real Psicha will be tomorrow morning. We wanted Mr. Kaplan to come, as many of you know, but he's not in the country. So instead, we invited someone else to speak. Perhaps the most prestigious position in Eretz Yisrael is the Rishon Letzion. It's a position that's been filled for many, many years, I would say hundreds of years. The Rishon Letzion, Rav Shlomo Amar, was the Sephardic Rishon Letzion. He's right now the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim. He's going to be coming tomorrow morning at 5 to 10 to give Divrei Psicha on the Sugya. Not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but it's a very big schus to have him come here. Like I said, the most prestigious position in all of Eretz Yisrael to be held is the position of Rishon Letzion. And Rav Amar will come here tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, to do the real Psicha. So I'm doing a Psicha la Psicha a little bit, just to discuss a little bit the Sugya. We're starting on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba, Dezavda, Amar Rav, Achas Besula, Achas Almana, Tuuna, Brocha. Which is Birchas Chasanim. Rashi says, we're talking about over here, Birchas Chasanim. Now what's going on is as follows. We'll see in the Gemara that we're referring to, over the course of many days, there is this Birchas Chasanim, otherwise known as Sheva Brachas. That's what we usually refer to. But it's Birchas Chasanim, which is these brachas that happen. Now, we technically can divide into two different components. There's the bracha that you make by the Nisuin itself. Under the chuppah, we make Sheva Brachas. That's one. And then there's another bracha that we make, which is by the Sudas that follow. You know, by the chasna, we actually have both. We have under the chuppah, and then we have it by the suda. So there's really, you can technically divide into two different components. You have the sheva brachas that we make by the nisuin, and then you have the what happens over the course of that week. Well, we'll see how long it is for different people. It's a different amount of time. But what happens afterwards, the sudas that they're celebrating the chasanim, and then they have the suda. So that's it. We're starting here. It says, achas besula v'achas almana tuna brocha. Everyone really needs a brocha. Yes, the Gemara. Umi amar Rav Huna hachi. One of those people in that long list that we said of, he said in his name, and his name was Rav Huna. Could Rav Huna really have been there? Could Rav Huna really said that? V'amar Rav Huna, almana eina tuna brocha. So we find another statement of Huna that says an almana does not need a bracha. So how could you say achas besul achas almana tuna bracha if Rav Huna said it doesn't need a bracha? Seems to be a straight up steer in Rav Huna. Says the Gemara loy kasha kan be bachor shenosa almana kan be alman shenosa almana. It depends who is the one who's marrying the almana. If it's a bachor that's marrying an almana, so then we say that it does need bracha, and it seems. The Yishanim say it's almost identical to the bracha of Besula. Achas Besula, v'achas Almana, tuna bracha. We're like lumping them together. The Besula and Almana have both bracha. It sounds like they're similar. And when do we say that Almana doesn't have bracha? That's if an Almana marries an Alman. An Almana is a woman that was previously married. An Alman is a man who was previously married. If they're both going on their second marriages, so then we say it doesn't need bracha. But if it's a bachor that marries an almana, so then it's just like a besula getting married. It's the same. It seems like same din bracha. Says the Gemara, the almoin shenosa almana loy. An alma that marries an almana does not have a din bracha. Is that true? V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna Bar Nasan. Tana minayin lebirchas chasanim be'asara. Where is the makar that birchas chasanim needs 10 people? Where do we know this from? Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, vayikach asara anoshim izikne ha'ir, vayoymer shvupoy ve'yeshvu. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Rus, and that's talking about Boaz. Now Boaz was marrying Rus. The Gemara says, uBoaz alman shenas almana have it. What's going on? Boaz was an Alman marrying an Almana. And this is the Makar that Birchas Chasanim needs Asara. So what do you see? Obviously you're saying there's Birchas Chasanim going on over there. And that was an Alman that's not an Almana. So how could you tell me that an Alman, Shanas Almana, is in a Tuna Bracha? Rav Huna said, Alman ein tuna bracha. We said that song about Alman chenasa almana. Even Alma Chanasa Almana needs bracha. The Haraya, the story of Boyeth. That's the whole makar for the fact that Brachas Lasanim needs 10 people. So what's going on? Comes Rabbi Goyen, Rav Nissen Kaplan, and he says the following obvious chiluk that we could say in the Gemara, which the Gemara doesn't say. Mr. Kaplan just printed a new new edition of the Brachas Lasanim with new hoysafas. Anyway, so he says the following thing. He says, listen, the fact that by Boaz there was a need for Asura is perhaps because by the wedding itself, he had to make Sheva Brachas. Remember, we separated into two totally different components. There's what happens at the wedding, and then there's the celebration, the festive meals that you do afterwards, the sudas. So, Enochanami, it could be that Boaz needed Asara for the actual chuppah, for the actual, the Nisuin itself. But maybe when the Gemara says Almona in a tuna bracha, it means there's no sudas that we make afterwards for Almona. All there is just at the actual nisuin itself. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara seems to be bothered by how could you tell me Almona in a tuna bracha if you see Boaz is the source of the fact that we need Asara. And Boaz was an Alman Shanas Almana. Maybe by Boaz, it's because over there it's talking about the chuppah itself. And by the chuppah, of course we're going to need Asara.
How could you learn that you need Asara by outside the chuppah?
How would you learn from, because it's still Birchas, it's still the Birchas Chasanim, but it's a different din of Birchas. But it's still the same chefta. I hear. I mean, but this is the makar. No, but that's not the din.
I know. Maybe say,
that's his kasha.
I know. We know that's not the din. Right. Maybe that the whole kasha is that maybe the whole reason you need a sara is for chuppah. That's not why you need it. And there's no din asara by Brachas Chasanim. It's not a no din asara.
It's not a kasha on the gemara. The gemara is not kasha on the gemara.
I think kasha on the hadith, the gemara know that it's because of Brachas Chasanim. Maybe it's for the chuppah.
Okay, whatever. I think Kitzer, the answer to the question, which is really the same, and I think we're all just using different neschais, is that vice tachais, there's no difference between the din of the Birchas Chasanim that happens at the chuppah and the Birchas Chasanim that happens at the suda. It's all the same din. We try to separate two different components, but in truth, they're really all the same thing. It's that whenever there is this idea of making a bracha, so the din of the bracha is not going to change whether or not it's at the chuppah or it's at the suda. It's all the same din. So therefore, if we're saying that Amona eina tuna bracha, she wouldn't need bracha by her chuppah either. And if she does need bracha, then she needs bracha by her suda. We're not going to be machalik between what happens by the chuppah and what happens by the suda. It's all really going to be the same thing.
Isn't this Yibum? Wouldn't Yibum be different? It's not real
Yibum. But that's anyway, this is the Gemara says, this is the Makar, so you don't have to leave.
Isn't this
Yibum
over here? What is this maybe
different? No. Okay, says the Gemara. So how does the Gemara answer the question? Says the Gemara, my ain't a tuna bracha, damar avhuna, ain't a tuna bracha called Zion. Aval yoim echa tuna bracha, says the Gemara, enachanami, almana doesn't need the same bracha as a besula, or an almana that's not an almoin, that when they get married, so they don't need the same bracha as a regular besula. She has a bracha of yoim echad. Her bracha is one day. So at the moment we have a besula, her bracha is 7 days. And an almana that marries an almoin, that bracha is one day. Says the Gemara, Eloha detanya, this that alert says in a braisa, Shoktu chachomim al takonas b'nois Yisrael, shiyusameach ima gimol yamim. We have a braisa that tells us that there's a din of simcha for 3 days. There's 3 days of simcha. So what's this talking about? Mimai. Ibibachor. If it's talking about a bachor marries an almana, her amrit shiva. You told me it's 7 days. That's like that's what we said originally. It's 7 days by a besula or a bachor marrying an almana. V'im ba'almon, and if it's an almon marrying an almana, her amrit yom echad. You said it's only 1 day. So I don't understand. You said it's either 7 days or 1 day, and the Brisa seems to do something in the middle. The Brisa says shaktu chacham atakonas b'nois Yisrael. He should be sameach gimel yomim. Says the Gemara, Iboy is Ema be'almoin yoim echa the bracha ushloi shal simcha. Iboy is Ema be'bachar shiva the bracha ushloi shal simcha. Says the Gemara, bracha and simcha are not connected. There's two different things. Why did the Gemara have a havamina that they were the same? That the Rishayim discuss, but the Gemara is now separating between bracha and simcha. We've been talking the whole time about bracha. Achas almana, achas besulav, achas almana tuna, bracha. Or almana eno tuna, bracha. So we have the stira in bracha. Bracha is either 7 days, bracha is 1 day. Now says the Gemara, yeah, but this braisa is shaktu, it's talking about simcha. Simcha is a different din. So we're going to separate between simcha and bracha. How does the Gemara separate? First, the Gemara says, perhaps it's almon is yom echad bracha u'shloi shel simcha. That perhaps when we say 3 days of simcha, there's 1 day of bracha and 3 days of simcha. Or, it's talking about a bachor that has 7 days of bracha and there's 3 days of simcha. Okay, we have to define what exactly, what is simcha. Bracha, we know pretty much what it is. Bracha is sheva brachas, bracha is chasanim. What exactly simcha means is very much a discussion in the Rishayim. But at the moment, that's what the Gemara has. It seems like the Gemara has two separate answers, two different directions. Either you could say it's talking about an almoin, and then you have less bracha than you have simcha, or it's talking about a bachor, and then you have less simcha than you have bracha. Because if this three is talking about an almoin that married an almona, you have 1 day of bracha, 3 days of simcha. Simcha is going to be more than your bracha. But if it's talking about a bachor that marries an almona, then you have 7 days of bracha and 3 days of simcha. You have more bracha than you have simcha. Fine. So now, it might appear on the surface that these are two different answers in the Gemara. And the Gemara is then grappling, do we have more simcha than bracha, or more bracha than simcha? That's good for the discussion in the Gemara. Comes the Rishonim, many Rishonim, and say these are not two separate answers. This is one big answer. Which is, these two ideas don't disagree with each other. An almoin is going to have 1 day of bracha and 3 days of simcha. And a bachor is going to have 7 days of bracha and 3 days of simcha. And we all know both of those, which is interesting, because you're telling me that if it's an almoin, he has less simcha and more bracha. And if it's a bachor, he has more bracha and less simcha. So why does it work that way? They like went to extremes. Why in one case do you have more bracha, and in the other case do you have more simcha? What's going on here? So the Rishonim speak about this. The Tos HaRosh says in the following way, and I believe the Tos HaRosh way of saying it is the cleanest. He says, it's as follows. The din of bracha is a din in the chosin. The din of simcha is a din in the kala. So, if we're going to discuss when we have bracha or simcha, the discussion is as follows. We're talking about an almana. She either married a bachur or she married an almon. But it's the same woman getting married. It's an almana. If she marries a bachur, then there's one din. If she marries an almon, there's another din. But which din is going to change? If we're saying the only thing that changed about the cases is the husband, so in that case, only the bracha will change. Bracha is the man's din. Simcha is the woman's din. So therefore, says the Tos HaRosh, in a case when Alman marries an Almona, he's an Almon, so therefore there's not a tremendous amount of bracha necessary because he's an Alman, therefore it's only one day. But the Chachamim wanted 3 days of Simcha. Shaktu Chachamim Al-Tanos Bnei Yisrael should have 3 days of Simcha. 3 days of Simcha for the Almana. But if a Bachur gets married to an Almana, he's very happy to get married. It's his first time getting married. He has a lot of Bracha over there. We need a lot of Bracha because Bracha's for him. 7 days of Bracha. But she's still the same Almana as the other person. She still gets her 3 days. That's the way the Tosafot HaRosh says it. The Rashba says it a little bit differently. Similar, but if you pay attention to the detail, says it a little differently. Says the Rashba, the din of bracha is for the chassan. So we understand that. Therefore the chassan, if he's an almon, it's 1 day. If he's a bachur, it's 7 days. The din of simcha, says the Rashba, is a din that the chassan has to be mesameach the kala. It's kidei l'samcha. In other words, the din of bracha is a question of a natural state. Am I happy or am I not happy? It's not to work towards creating happiness. So a bachur is automatically happy, and an alman is not as happy. An alman gets 1 day, a bachur gets 7 days. However, the din of simcha, says the Rashba, is the chassan's job to try to make the kala happy. It's kidei l'samcha, to give her happiness, not to celebrate the simcha that's already there. It's to generate happiness. That's what simcha is. Says the Rashba, what is the simcha that we're talking about? It's bitul malacha. He doesn't work. The chassan doesn't work. He spends 3 days at home, doesn't work. And that way, he's able to be mesamecher, right? If he gets married and then he leaves, goes to work, she's going to feel all alone, she's going to feel overwhelmed, she's going to feel all these things. So it's not because simcha is, it's not to celebrate the simcha that's present, it's to generate simcha, it's to create simcha. Therefore, for the Isha, we have to create simcha. If she's an almana, her simcha is 3 days, then in order to create it. That's what the Rashba says.
What would be an almond that marries a besula?
An almond that marries a besula, it's going to be 7 days.
If it's totally in him, like a day's rush.
What do you mean?
If it's totally in him, so why should he? He's an almond.
But if he marries a besula, anyway, has because he lucked out. He married a besula. He got married a besula, so he's also very happy. A bachur is happy because he's getting married for the first time. An almond that marries a besula is happy. He got a besula. The Ritva says, also very similar to the Rashba and the Rush, but also, if you pay attention to the detail, there's a nuance of a difference. The Ritva says as follows. Bracha is tali in him or her, says the Ritva. Bracha is tali in either one of them. So therefore, if he's a bachur, so then they're going to have bracha 7 days. If she's a besula, Rabbi Sam Polansky, that's the way the Ritva says it, also 7 days. Why? Because bracha's either one of them. But simcha's only tali in her. So therefore, if she's an almana, simcha stays 3 days. Doesn't make a difference, he's a bachur or not a bachur. Because simcha is only tali in her. And bracha is tali in either her or him. Either way, what we're seeing here in the Rishayim is, there's a divide, we're separating between simcha and bracha. We started off, the Gemara thought simcha and bracha go together. We started off achas, besul of achas amana tuna bracha. And then we introduced simcha, and the Gemara is saying simcha and bracha do not have, they're different dinim. The bracha is mitzad, the chasim. The simcha is mitzad, the kala. However you understand exactly what is the nature of the simcha, as we said, there's subtle differences between the different rishonim, but that's what's going to come out. The Brisker Rav brings a riot to this yesod from a Rambam. The Rambam which we gave out, the Rambam seems to say, can I borrow this one? The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, it's Perek Yud, I'm sorry I didn't put that Maramokam on. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Ishus Perek Yud, Halacha
Yud Beis, the Rambam introduces to us this whole idea of Tekonas Chachomim, he should be Sameach Ima, says the Rambam. Yesh lo la'odim, la'odim lisa noshim rabois. A man is allowed to marry lots of different women. Ka'achas, b'yoy mechad, he can marry them all on the same day. Umevarech birchas chasanim lekulam ke'achas. And he can make birchas chasanim for all of them together. Which means the Rambam is saying that you can marry many women and do one birchas chasanim and yoytze for all of the women. Aval lesimcha tzarech lesmoyach im kol achas viachas simcha haru'uyala. But when it comes to simcha, says the Rambam, each one has to get their own individual simcha. So you marry a lot of women on the same day. You can have one bracha for all of them. This one has to get her days of simcha. This one has to get her days of simcha. This one has to get her day of simcha. And he has to do simcha for each one all by themselves. Says the Brisker Rav, what's the difference between bracha and simcha? Why is it that bracha, the Rambam says, you can just do one bracha for everyone. Simcha, the Rambam says, you have to do simcha for each one. What's the difference? Zok the Brisker Rav, because bracha, the yisoid of the bracha, is a din mitzad the man. It's a din in the husband. So therefore, he makes a bracha, is yoytze for all of them. Because he has one chiyuv, it's all on him, it's the same chiyuv. So he can be yoytze all of his chiyuvim at once. But simcha is a chiyuv mitzad the isha. So therefore, he has multiple chiyuvim in simcha. One to her, one to her, one to her. So he can't be to all of them together. He has to give her one, and her one, and her one. And that's the raya from the Rambam that Brisker Rav brings, that you're mechalik between bracha and simcha. Bracha is a din mitzad the chosen. So the chosen, therefore, has a chiyuv bracha. Right now, he has lots of different things that are mechayiv bracha, but lamaisa, it's all his chiyuv. He does bracha, he's yoytz all of them at once. Masha ain't kein, the chiyuv of simcha is a chiyuv mitzad de isha. Now the choira, this hezber in Rambam, the choira is going to work like the Rishonim, but perhaps not like the Ritva. The sheet of the Ritva we mentioned was, the Ritva says, the chiyuv bracha is bein bididei, bein midida. Says the Ritva, the chiyuv bracha is him or her. Says the Ritva. Either one of them are Mechayiv Bracha. She's the only one Mechayiv Simcha. But in Bracha, they can both be Mechayiv Bracha. So, Lefi the Ritva, Lechoira, we're going to come out that if we're saying she can also be Mechayiv Bracha, so one Bracha from the Chosin is going to be enough mitzad his Chiyuv. But they also each one have individual Chiyuvim. Because each one's getting married. So, you should have to have a Bracha for each one individually. It sounds like from the Rambam, it's not the pshat that bracha is a chiv on both of them. Bracha is a chiv only on the chosin, which is taka the lashon of the Tois HaRosh. Bracha is a chiv on him. Simcha is a chiv on her. That's not the way that the Ritva said it. The Ritva said the bracha is a chiv bein bididei, bein bidida. And simcha is exclusively a chiv on her. From the Rambam, it seems to be that it's going not like the Ritva. So I have to see exactly what is the nature of these things. What does it mean, simcha? What does it mean, bracha? We know is brachas chasanim. What is it? What's the machloek is whether or not the isha is a machayev of bracha, and what does the chiyuv of simcha mean? We saw that the Rajba said the chiyuv of simcha is bitul malacha, but the chayra, it appears from the Gemara not like that. Because the Gemara says the reason why we want an almanah to get married on Thursday is because we don't want her husband to go to work. Frektory Shoinim, hold on a second. The husband can't go to work because he has a chiyuv simcha gimel yamim. So what do you mean you don't want the husband to go to work? He can't go to work. So why are you making him get married on Thursday? If simcha means there's an isser, there's a din bitul malacha, he can't go to work. So the Ran says, you're right. There's an isser bitul malacha. But Lamaisa, we're nervous that he's going to go anyway. So to kind of make it easier for him to be mekayim his din, so we get them married on Thursday, and that way he's anyway not tempted to go to work, because we're afraid The Ma'aseh says he's not going to be that careful about it. But the din simcha, according to the Ran, clearly is the fact that it's bitul malacha. However, other Rishonim argue. For example, the Meiri. The Meiri says the din simcha is not bitul malacha. Din simcha is you should have mishtev simcha. You should have parties, have sudas. You can have sudas and also go to work. So therefore, the Torah had to, the Chachamim had to manipulate that the wedding should happen on Thursday in order to facilitate it. Doesn't go to work, but Be'atzem, there's no Isser Malacha. The Torah doesn't say, the Gemara calls it Simcha. The Gemara doesn't call it Bitul Malacha. What the Rajba is being Machadish, the Ran, the Rajba, is that Simcha means you don't go to work. That's not what Simcha means to me. Simcha means to me, do something festive. Do something simchadik. Have a suda. That's what the Miri says. That's what simcha is. So what exactly is the nature of simcha is also seems to be a machlokes rishonim. How exactly to understand that?
You could also say the lashon of the Rambam is b'simcha ru'uyelah. It would be mashma that it would be each one to her own simcha.
Right.
Unless it's talking about a besula.
He says it's talking about a besula almana.
L'choyah. According to the Meiri, for sure that there's no bitul malacha because the Rambam says both things. Bitul malacha.
No, so the Meiri seems to say that there's a bitul malacha somehow in the bracha. Bracha is mechayev bitul malacha. There's also bitul malacha, right? Okay, Rabbi, you say this is all one derech in the Rishonim, and that derech in the Rishonim is that there's no argument in the Gemara here. The Gemara says ibayis ema. It's an alman ibayis ema. It's a bachor, and that the Gemara is and both of them agree. That's one derech in the Rishonim. However, many of the Rishonim afterwards, including the Rashba and the Ritva, say they reject this pshat, and they say absolutely not. It's not niskabel. It's not something that we can accept. That you're going to tell me there's only 3 days of simcha and 7 days of bracha. Only 3 days of simcha and 7 days of bracha. How could that be? How could you have that a chassan has got his package on his shoulder, he's going to work, and you're making brichas chassanim for him? That doesn't make any sense. Chassan doim el melech. A melech is someone that doesn't go to work. So the Rajva says it doesn't make any sense to me that this other mahalach in the Gemara. So the Rajva suggests that the Gemara is really saying, if you hold it's yoyim echad for bracha and 3 days for simcha, you could never have more bracha than simcha. You can't do that because bracha needs to come with simcha. And when the Gemara says e bayis ema, what the Gemara means to say is I'm arguing on what you said. You're suggesting that maybe you could have more days of bracha than days of simcha. The other answer is no. I reject that whole concept. How could you have a chassan that you're making brachas for him? You're saying he's a melech. And he's going to work? Doesn't make sense. That's a whole different understanding of the Gemara, which is, again, linking more bracha to simcha. We were saying, according to these other Rishayim, it's two dinim, just like separate between the two of them. One's tali in him, the other one's tali in her, and therefore you could ignore it. Seems like this other pshat in the Rishayim is no. It's impossible for the chassan to have his bracha without also having simcha, which means simcha is something that is intrinsic or is integral in the chassan's din of bracha. Is that he should also have simcha. Why does the Gemara seem to say, Shaktu chachomim al takonos benois Yisrael, shisameach ima gimel yamin? It would appear that perhaps this idea of simcha can have different applications. There could be simcha which comes from the chasen. There could be simcha which comes from the kala. We have to see exactly how it is to try to apply all the different applications of simcha. But this is the machlokes rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. Again, the Gemara started out talking about bracha. The Gemara says it seems like there's 1 day bracha, 7 days bracha. Then all of a sudden we introduce three. There's 3 days of simcha. So one pshat in the rishonim is, the Gemara says, simcha and bracha have nothing to do with each other. Sometimes there's more bracha, sometimes there's more simcha, sometimes there's more simcha, sometimes there's less bracha, because they're two different dinim. and they're not connected to each other. That's one understanding in the Gemara. And in that understanding, when the Gemara says, Ibai is Ema like this, Ibai is Ema like that, the Gemara is bringing out, sometimes you have more Simcha, sometimes you have more Bracha. And it's really all one Teretz. That's one Mahalach in the Rishonim. The other Mahalach in the Rishonim is that really what's going on here in the Gemara is, the Gemara is suggesting a whole new radical approach, which is, the Gemara is saying, I am connecting Simcha and Bracha. It's impossible for us to have Bracha without Simcha. How could you make Brichas Chasanim if the Chasan has no Simcha? How could it be? The Chasan is going to go to work, he's going to be treated like a regular person, and you're making Brachas in the morning as if he's a Melech?
Let's say his Simcha is going to work, and her Simcha is also going to work.
So it seems that over here we're defining Simcha as a way that we perceive the Chasan, even if he might enjoy that, but that's not going to make him to a Melech. A Melech doesn't leave the room, and in order for us to give him the brachas, he has to have that. It has to have that prestige. It's a prestige, the Simcha. And that's what we're saying. It's impossible to give him Brachas Chasanim, which is trying to put him on a certain pedestal. You're a melech. We're gonna treat you like a melech, and he's going to work. In order to maintain that type of persona, he can't go to work. That seems to be the different mahalchim over here in the Rishonim, as far as the sugya is concerned. There's other different discussions concerning this din of Brichas Chasanim Ba'asara. Exactly what's the nature of the Brichas Chasanim? Why does it have to be Ba'asara? Or what is the Bechlal, the Chiv of Brichas Chasanim? Is it a din in the day? Is it a din in the Suda? How exactly to understand when it says Yom Echa? Does it mean Taka one day? Or does it only mean one meal? When it says that Alman has Yom Echad, maybe it only means one meal of the Alman. It doesn't necessarily mean one day. And other things which hopefully we'll discuss in the Hemshech of the Sukkah.